our first opportunity to speak one-on-one with the guy with a suite, the corner office with a good view. Torsten Hines is the new chief executive officer at RIM, taking time to join the program. So first of all, thank you. We appreciate your time and congratulations.
Thanks, Gary, for having me. Thank you.
Good to chat. You've been in Waterloo for a while now. You've got the feel of the land. How big of a job is this?
It's quite a job. I mean, running the biggest iconic company from Canada is exciting, and it's a big job, and it's a challenge, but I love it. I mean, what else can you say? This is a high-tech, iconic global brand. Nothing better than that, I think.
Were you expecting this result? What, you've been here 4 or 5 years now. Is this what you envisaged when you got here, that you would be taking over?
I was envisaging a clear leadership role within RIM, that it, you know, would it evolve to CEO positions? Sure, there was hope and aspiration, but, you know, you never can count it in when you come here, right? So I'm glad it worked out, and I think Mike and Jim are also glad, and the board is glad. So I think we're all kind of in good mood right now.
Well, that's good to hear, because that's going to put the community in a good mood. RIM has been under the microscope lately. How difficult has that been?
Frankly, not that easy, right? Because there's a lot of comments about RIM out there that, you know, really are just perception comments. I think a lot of it is, perception doesn't match reality, really. I mean, this is a very sound company, Gary. We have $1.5 billion in cash in the bank. We are profitable every quarter. We're growing globally. So I think my employees and the company, we don't deserve this kind of feedback. But, you know, it is what it is, and we will tackle it, we will take it on, and we will just prove to the public, you know, the best response is performance, and that's what we will do, and, you know, that's where we go. And then we will kind of, you know, speak by ourselves and by our performance.
I've read a few different analysts, a few different reports that, would quite frankly, they would say that this was not enough of a move for RIM, bringing somebody from the inside, that perhaps somebody from the outside should have come in. How do you react to that?
First, I rather have a simple statement. Let me prove it, okay? Give me the respect that I'm 27 years in telecommunications. I've run businesses before. Give me some credit. Give me the time, a little time that I need, and then I will prove to the public that RIM can do it. It's not about me doing it; it's about RIM doing it. And I have a fantastic set of employees, great team around me. I'm confident I can do this. So that's the way I look at this.
Mm. What's the first thing? What's if you have a priority checklist there, Torsten? What's the first thing on your list to do? What's the head number one thing?
Head number one thing is to, you know, bring the products out that we currently have in the pipeline, because this is the business of tomorrow, right? And we want to perform quarter over quarter. We want to satisfy customers and shareholders and our own employee base and, you know, the community here by just showing by performance that we are there and that we are around. And then there's changes in terms, and I talked about this before, Gary, how we address the consumer market, how do we get stronger there without losing our strong enterprise base. Yep, there will be changes here and there in the organization. I want more accountability. I want a much more straight organization. We will do this, you know, evolving. There's no big, I said this again and again, there's no need to turn RIM upside down. It's a company that works. It needs to evolve. It needs to grow. It needs to continue to grow. And that's what we will be doing.
Is the playbook, has that been a big disappointment?
The playbook at launch was not what we expected. We were eager to show the world how great the new platform would work. And in hindsight, yep, you know, you can say we were over-aspirational, but it is what it is. I mean, that's water under the bridge. With Playbook 2.0, we truly believe we can prove how great that platform is and how well that will work. And we take it from there. We're not in this for the short term. We're in this for the long term, because we look at this actually really to create a new space that we call mobile computing, not just tablet business.
Is it going to be difficult? Because this is also what a few analysts have said in reference to the board structure. Is it going to be difficult to move ahead with Mr. Lazaridis and Balsley still at the boardroom table?
No, why should it be difficult? The roles and mandates are very clear. I think I've worked well with both gentlemen in the past. I think they're more than happy to hand over the reins right now and hand me the operation and to run the company. and Mike can focus on what he loves to do, which is visionary innovation, work on technology, and that will help me a lot. So no, I don't think there's any problem there.
What about Mr. Watsa, Prem Watsa? I know that he was fairly outspoken the last couple of years, and he has a board position now, does he not?
He has a board position now, yes. He was appointed board member last week.
So that's that. I just think it's going to be an interesting dynamic. I don't know. I'm not there, but I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, and I mean, I love interesting dynamic. Everything else is boring, right? I mean, we have a very active board. I like that. It's a strong board. Prem coming to the board will even make us stronger. Barbara, as chairman of the board, will help a lot. Mike being a vice chair and running the innovation committee. So I feel good about this. I mean, I take every support I can get.
So for all those critics out there, I liked your earlier statement. Can we just slow down a little bit and let this play out and see what you're capable of?
That's... Yeah, and as I said, you know, I have a fantastic team. We're not, this company is not spiraling down, okay?
Yeah.
We have challenges in the U.S. market. I'm not in denial of this, okay? But I explained this. We had to make a decision whether we go global or whether we focus on one market. We made that decision. That made us grow. And yep, you know, there's a little bit of a payback that we face right now, and with Playbook 2.0 and BlackBerry 10. And don't forget about BlackBerry 7. This is fantastic devices. You know, we will get back in the U.S. market.
Is it going to be difficult to get that consumer to get that sexy factor back and still maintain all that high security thing that the business world demands?
That's a very good point. Actually, what you see right now is that enterprise also wants sexy devices. So it's kind of converging, actually, from a device perspective. So we need a good industrial design, excellent industrial design, object of desires. Because actually this becomes a factor in enterprise as well. And then you put security based on BlackBerry software on top of that.
Mm. You've got a lot of work cut out for you. We appreciate you taking the time today, Mr. Hines. Good luck on the job. And again, congratulations.
Thank you very much.